Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein for your late night Fox News React and Respond. Last night it was Laura Ingraham. Tonight it's Howard Lutnick and Jesse Waters. I want to play for everybody the clip of Howard Lutnick, our commerce secretary, who's really out there quite a bit for a commerce secretary. He's got to be the most visible commerce secretary.
They're all out there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Pam Bondi's out there, you know, like...
I've been getting a lot of Lutnick in my life, I guess is all I'm saying. But I want to play this clip. But before we do, do you want to set the scene for anybody about what's happening here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the backstory is that Tesla, Elon Musk's company, is under a lot of pressure from buyers and from Democrats who are saying, use it as a form of protest. Dump your Tesla. Don't buy Tesla. Even Tim Walz is out there being like, look at how Tesla stock is going down.
We can talk about that later. It makes me feel so nice.
Yeah, he made him feel tingly. And so this is becoming a thing. And then there's these acts of vandalism. And basically the White House and the administration has taken it upon themselves to try to pump up Tesla's reputation and shares and stock and purchases. Obviously, Donald Trump had Tesla showcase,
like a car show,
a car show,
a showcase showdown.
Yeah, we had like five Teslas. Which one do I like? The Cybertruck. But then there's something that was obviously unseemly. But like then Lutnick gets on tonight, and it's like even more unseemly because he's just basically like invest your money.
Oh, it's late night shilling. It's ShamWow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Okay, I'm about to play the clip. One more thing, one more piece of context that's important, and we'll get into the details on the flip side. But a Fox News poll is out just talking about how unpopular Elon and Doge is, even with independents, right? So Tesla's stock price is down, Tesla's popularity is down. That's related directly to Elon's administration work, and that popularity is down. And so, you know, they're in crisis comms mode here. They're in crisis comms meets kind of home shopping network mode here. Here's the commerce secretary with Jesse Waters.
If you want to learn something on this show tonight, buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building, people are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
All right there. That man, he's in the cabinet. What's happening? What do you make of that?
It's like sometimes you kind of look at these things and you're like, how big a deal is this? And then you're like, this is like a big deal. And like, we don't even need to go back that far to understand like that this is a big deal, because I remembered instantaneously back in 2017, Kellyanne Conway, who was not the commerce secretary, she's counsel to the president at the time. She went on Fox and was hawking Ivanka Trump's, clothing lines from the White House with the Fox News interview. And it was a big deal because people were like, wait a second.
It was Ivanka's Made in China clothes, right? Wasn't it the Ivanka?
Yes. Well, that was the secondary big deal. But the first big deal was that you really aren't supposed to use the office of the presidency to push private businesses that are directly tied to you're the president. I mean, it's just crazy. And so at the time, this was treated as a huge deal. And I went and I looked it up. And Jason Chaffetz, who was the chair of the House Oversight Committee at the time.
Republican.
He was Republican from
Utah,
right? Yeah. So he sends a letter that says, Conway's statements clearly violate the ethical principles for federal employees and are unacceptable. But he himself said this: it's absolutely wrong. Wrong. It is over the top. Then Jason Chaffetz, like this,
who ended up on the Fox show,
he was now on Fox. Everything is circular.
Yeah. And then in the same thing, you sent me this article, because the one that jumped out to me is that then White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, Spicy, my former boss,
what do you say?
He said that Conway had been counseled over her remarks and how it was inappropriate. But so, like, again, just the fact, again, like, it's not as if they were more ethical then or whatever, but the fact that they felt the need to do the pretense of ethics, it is a notable shift from that to just fuck it. Like, we're just going to do showcase showdown on the lawn and whatever.
And the thing is that Conway's comments aren't even, like, on the same level, because she was talking about buying clothes. And Ivanka was, like, a senior advisor to Trump, but not really that, like, she wasn't at the Elon level. This is the commerce secretary, again, the person who's in charge of commerce in the country, going out there and encouraging people to buy stock in the company of the biggest donor to the president, who happens to be the biggest advisor to the president, who happens to be throwing
the biggest recipient of government money.
it's all, like, unbelievable.
David Frum, friend of the pod, points out also, I think very aptly, that it's already a very serious ethical offense, as evidenced by the fact that Kellyanne Conway was reprimanded for less. But if Lutnick owns the stock, like, it might be a law.
It's a pumping dump.
This might be an SEC violation. There's reason to believe he does own the stock. I know his kid's already in business with Trump's kids on the crypto scam. So, you know, and he does have, like, personal potential.
But Frum points out that if he doesn't own the stock, it's bad too, because then he's just, like, duping people, and he doesn't actually think it's a good stock. He's just like, you know what, go help Elon out. It's all really bad and grotesque, and it's also, like, really tacky too. Like, you shouldn't do that.
You know, me and JBL did the video. We were talking about the private business problems for Tesla, and they're real. But this Fox poll, I think pretty striking, because the way that they obviously, like, kind of tried to game the poll wording in a way that would be sympathetic to them. I may game it as overstated, but they framed it up in a way. Like, for example, they're asking, do you think the national debt is a crisis or a major problem? 6 in 10 say yes, right? So, like, they set it up in a way, you know, that's
sort of condition the response to be like, oh, I do care about the debt. And, oh, there's this thing that's going after the debt. And, like, that way you get engender good feelings, basically, for
correct. And then even after that, still, like, Elon Musk's numbers are, like, totally underwater with the voters. And, you know, I eventually you would think that Trump and him would find the same level.
It's kind of interesting because
I guess I didn't say the actual number. 58% disapprove of Elon Musk.
Right. To only it's very, that's very bad.
So that's again, really it's bad. An inverse. Like, when they ask people, what do you think? Is the debt a problem? Should we have a program to stop the debt? It was like 60-40 in favor. And Musk's favorability is 40-60 against. So there's like 1/5 of the respondents, basically, people that could be on the side of a Department of Government efficiency if they did it.
This is my theory of the case is that Republicans kind of, and I don't know if they are aware that this is happening so much as they're just doing it intrinsically. You know, there's like, they probably have some general discomfort with what Trump's doing in the aggregate, but they like Trump, or they're happy that Trump's president still. And a way for them to exhibit that discomfort with the direction of Trump's presidency, they kind of say, well, I'm not totally on board with how Elon's going about things. And he kind of becomes a conduit for them to express their discomfort without having to admit that Trump empowered him. And so
Sam. That's good armchair psychology.
I thought apart that a lot. But, like, look, I mean, I think if you chisel down on these poll numbers, I mean, you can see that there is discomfort because this one was the biggest one. 7 in 10 of respondents say they expect a recession this year. This includes the majority of Democrats, that's 93%, and independents, 72%, but half of Republicans expect it. So that number really stood out to me, because that's like Republicans basically being like, it's not going totally well, but I don't want to blame Trump necessarily for that. Like, I kind of want to blame Elon. And so Elon takes the brunt of it. Now the question is, does Trump like it? Does it allow him? Again, we've talked about the human shield element of this. I will note Joe Perticone had a piece exclusive on this VoteLets ad going after all the Doge cuts. The ad, like, doesn't mention Trump once. It just mentions Elon. That's a Democratic allied group that put out a minute-long ad targeting House Republicans, and they're just making it all about Elon.
Fascinating stuff. All right. Well, we'll see what's happening on tomorrow night on Prime Time.
Can I just make one point? I just want to make one point about this Tesla thing, which it's kind of remarkable the degree to which like different apparatuses of the federal government have been like engineered to help Elon out. Like the show on the White House lawn, Lutnick in the Commerce Department helping him out, DOJ investigating these vandals, the FBI getting in on the act. Like that's four major departments that are all coming in to rescue Tesla. And like, look, I'm not supportive of the vandalism and the fires and all that stuff, but like that's a fair amount of government resources devoted to one company.
I would also, just now that you mention it, also again, like where you put your time. I didn't ever, here's a little preview. If you're on the late night and you made it to the end of this video, you get to have a little secret. I've got Wes Moore on the podcast tomorrow.
Whoa.
From Maryland. I know. Great. And Wes was, and I pre-taped the interview, so we've already spoken. And Wes was talking about, you know, in the context of how Democrats lost ground with younger black voters, well, younger black men. But a lot of folks who just didn't feel like the Democrats were like really caring about them, putting in the time, like showing up, like putting in the time, putting in the effort, demonstrating that you care about their concerns. So I say that to just say that like this administration that ostensibly like costs, you know, were the what one or two issue for them coming in, depending on whether you think it's immigration or inflation. They haven't demonstrated the level of care and interest on costs that they have on Elon Musk companies, right? Like you mentioned the four agencies, you can imagine a similar thing. Trump doing a goofy thing on the White House lawn where he's showing off all the companies that have cut costs, you know, made things cheaper for people, doing a PR stunt about that, having the Commerce Secretary, you know what I mean? Like you could do all kinds of gimmicks about groceries or about whatever. They're not doing any of that. Like where they give their effort is, you know,
it's crony capitalism basically, is if you want to call it that. But yeah, it's kind of remarkable. Like the biggest thing they've done from like propping up an industry perspective is they've stopped killing chickens, put the bird flu concerns aside, and they've propped up Tesla, and like I really don't recall much else. Yeah.
Oh, Canada. So anyway, okay. All right. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. I guess we hit Laura, Jesse, the last two nights. I guess maybe we'll have to keep our eye on Hannity tomorrow. See what's happening.
You gotta pick it up, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all then. Subscribe to the feed. Tell your friends. We'll see you soon.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.